Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So I can say, we the town and tell the people about this business.
Let the truth manifest itself, 'cause man was made out of love. Forever to your brothers true, 'cause respect is overdue. And how could I be unfaithful after all the things
Beteseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
These words I tell you right straight upon your doorpost and your gate, and it shall be that if you heed all these commandments I decree.
Elevated my chakra, Rubalak. We're living in the last days, energy ways. We had a black president, he was representing days. know how a nigga is raised. You better off giving the praise. Yeah, remember the age of the days. Too many people think about their money, man. They need to think about the promise of the Holy Land. The covenant, Rastafari loving it. It's subliminal, left for the remnant. Call a criminal, death seems imminent. Life's 360, how you spinning it?
These words I tell you right, straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree. These words I tell you right, straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments,
how we live it seems to be a big decision. Currently on the mission with precision. Yeshua is risen, free your mind from this prison. Kind of a radical when it comes to keeping a sabbatical. What them not learn, go back to school. When the cup run over, that means it's full. Even though I'm in the land of the foreigner, I'm a foreigner. Death to Babylon called the coroner. Here all the righteous shall prevail. The lower level of intelligence is real hell. Trying to handle these scriptures like it's real frail. Trying to get you to feel me like this shit. Coming from the lion of Judah to Israel. Pass that green in the air, that shit smell.
These words I tell you right, straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree. These words I tell you right, straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if you heed all these commandments, I decree. These words I tell you right, straight upon your doorpost and your gate. And it shall be that if
advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments. Hadn't played that tune in a while. That was Rastahar Hard, MO Music INC right there. Open Your Door, Elevate version. Heal up Obadiah, Ben Yehuda. Covenant.
Covenant.
To the promised man, you made me to the promised man, you made me,
oh yeah.
To the promised man, you made me.
Ben Yehuda, man.
I will love you the best I can.
Check
yeah.
It. Look, covenant. I'm loving him. Blood of the lamb on the doorpost. Covered in. I'm only loyal to one God, one government. Soon as somebody say ungod, I'm cutting them. Pen mighty, sword weary. Thank you for instilling in me a God fearing. Hard bearing the cross, give me a strong spirit. As dweller a few times, I done gone near it. Promises, promises on promises. Your promises are forever, care what a diamond says. Either honor your highness or do what Simon says. It's real simple, I'm crippled, just trying to find my legs. Running in this marathon, night shift, day shift, don't shift the paradigm. Why father gotta beg to call for parent time? Why? It's okay, she gon' fall. Babylon, Satellite, giddy up. I give whatever I can, but I'm never giving up. He said he'll give us some land that we can divvy up. And it's flowing with milk and honey, so get a cup. Ayy, get a share of your inheritance. And I ain't talking about Charles Schwab or Merrill Lynch. Overstand that your Elohim is errorless. I hope you catch
salvation. Of whom shall we fear? Throw your weapons to the ground.
Patriots, but only to the patriarchs. I'm talking Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, boss. Papa was a rolling stone. Mama took an apron off before I found the Lord. I was on the corner breaking laws. Major flaws, he kept his promise still. Now that I know that I'm Hebrew, we got a common will. Sing unto him a new song, Johnny Gill. Hey, if Trump don't endorse me, maybe Obama will. Now let's get into these politics. Pharaoh gon' be Pharaoh, common sense. He gon' spit his little game, typical common pips. And it'll be fun and games until the condom rips. Fornication, under the crown. In the holiest way, I ain't fucking around. He's my stronghold, he buckles me down. And I keep singing his praises till I'm tucked in the ground. Hey, say y'all, saints never die. Praying one day I get my credentials verified. Here to bring wheelchairs to the paralyzed. My brother's keeper, my sister's an extra pair of eyes. Hey, gotta look out for the harboring. Living life amongst the dead, Halloween. King David, slaying giants, Jolly Green. Surely goodness and mercy forever follow me.
The Lord is the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? When the wicked, even our enemies and our foes came upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Goddamn niggers.
Though our hosts shall camp against us, our hearts will not fear.
Yes, yes, yes. Obadiah ben Yehuda, Covenant, the Promised Land, and here, sharing some of the co-laborers' music on the podcast, Wisdom Wednesday, Wednesday Wisdom, here, the fourth day, the midway day of the Shabuah, right here. Absalom, Rastafari, deliver.
Addiction Records, 360 Army, it's Rastafari. You already know what time it is, time to see the game, time. Praise the Lord, time. Back.
Living in a world full of zombies, they walking dead. Dumb, deaf, and blind, Gentile Babylonians. I and I have been quickened, redeemed by the Most High, filled with the Spirit. In the new name I walk now, Talmud Rastafari till I see on top now. I reap and I sow good fruit, trample Babylon under I temple and boot. Fast and pray, idol liberty, negus neget Selassie Rastafari. Studying the Holy Scripture, learn the half of the story that they failed to reveal to us. Babylon resistance is useless. Rastafari remain the crown holder regardless. Label me a conscious artist, because I remain in the truth and in who's in control of all of this. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words found power, Rastafari deliver.
You speak on God, but you don't know what God they could put. You speak on Jah, but you don't know how far it's been took. For your salvation, your forgiveness, and humanity. You take advantage while you living in your fantasies. You know not, you just follow the leader. Easy to fool because you a believer. In the man, not the teaching their hand. They writing the scriptures, but you don't understand that we are from the same place. We come from the homeland. We are from Africa. I say that as a grown man. We the same fucking color inside. You can shut your eyes and can't see a divide, but when you open them up, you start seeing the division. They tell you what to think like it isn't your decision. Open your mind, you start to see the truth. You're already divine, it's just up to you.
As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle, never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible, your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness, and Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures, words sound power, Rastafari deliver. Praise his holy name, Yahweh Elohimu.
study ancient language, Amharic and Hebrew. Uphold commandments as Yah, holy people. Conquer and lie and prevail over all forms of evil. While I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know the Elohim will guide I every step. Amen. On his holy word and stand firm. Bear witness to the truth and from the truth don't turn. Babylon good or hurting. Living and learning. Till I see I teach it. Keep the sacrament burning. Every time and everything. I and I give thanks and praise to his holy name. Haile Selassie, elect of the Elohim. Conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Solomon, dynasty ruler. The one that scripture bear witness will possess the key. Redemption of the times for Yah's chosen seed. As we walk and stumble through these valleys and these shadows, must remain focused on the spiritual battle. Led like sheep to the slaughter like cattle. Never realizing that you're a divine animal. Imagine if everything you thought became tangible. Your hardships manageable. We living with the sickness. And Jah is the antidote. Prescriptions and scriptures. Words sound power. Rastafari deliver.
Salmon Nemal, Arsu, Befit, Bonet,
these are also the proverbs of Salmon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Think. Thinking over. Here, look at Tanya Stevens right here. Aye. Yes, aye. Check it.
Don't be a statistic. You might feel good now, but trust me, don't risk it. What was that? Check it. The little girl think it's over. Nothing up here is over. Too much on it by your shoulder. Yeah. Put it up till you're older. water striking like matches. The address but she on a road full of patches. Herself you know me have to watch it. Me know it feel nice when you come, but can you support?
Yeah, free your mind, free your mind. It's time.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
This one is called Free Our Mind.
Free Our Mind. That's time. So here, think it over today's, yes I, Rastafari, yes I. So we have today's daily Psalm 111, the evening psalm. Here the midway day of the Shabuah, here the Wednesday or the fourth day, have Psalm 94.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
He shall bring upon them their own iniquity, cutting them off. Fire, fire, fire blazing. Job, come on, Ninja.
Job Cup Production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Job Cup Man. Alongside Ninja Man. Beat him in one. Tend about tent and go. This is the man.
Every time we give the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire. We burn them fire, Babylon.
Come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, check the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at them a worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, tell the song. Tell the Lord, I'm lighting him my salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man. And Jesus said, it's a the dark that fear I stand. And all the wrong I think in sand. Job, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we
We burn them fire, we burn them fire, Babylon. Just a man outside, need a man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Kaya don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side leaders, they pull up selector. We don't come again, that a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand. Just a man. Every time, we keep the fire blazing.
Hot and hot.
Every day, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Listen this slam.
Every time, we keep the fire blazing. Every day, we burn them fire, Babylon.
Buzz, fire, by blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one out of God. Buzz, fire, by blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them. Here go buzz, fire, by blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one out of God. Buzz, fire, by blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away with them. Understand? Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, Babylon.
Every time
we keep the fire blazing.
Rising, Peter, rising.
Every day we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it comes here, teach your nation. Teach your right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, by blood. Burn Babylon with them one out of blood. Ball fire, by blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi, where them I see? Babylon man take the earth from to me.
Yeah,
man, it's from east Babylon and west, and this summer come from north and south.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, day four, the fourth day of the Shavua. Midway day, here at the midway day of the Shavua. Here we have the 36th sabbatical study, Bihalotika, when you light us up. KJV reads like that more, the Hebrew when you step up, concerning the menorah, concerning the function, the role of the priest, you know, with the lampstand. But here we have the fourth day's reading, fourth day's aliyah, Numbers chapter 9, right? Numbers chapter 9, verse 15 to chapter 10, verse 10. Now, this Torah reading and feeding, just to give an overview for ones and ones right here at the fourth day. So here we have Bihalotika. From a Hebrew perspective, it's when you step up, when thou steppest up, when you step up. The King James Version says when thou lightest, up. So here, Bihalotika in the Hebrew is the 11th word and the first distinctive word in the Parsha in this 36th sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Strong for Shabbat, Bihalotika. Now this 36th weekly Torah reading and feeding right here, in our annual Yehudi line of the tribe of Judah cycle of Torah readings. And it's the third here in the fourth book of the Torah, the fourth book of Moses, known as the Book of Numbers or the Sefer Bamidbar. A Hebrew perspective, it's the cipher in the wilderness. King James and the Western Gentile interpretations or translations bring out the sense of the Book of Numbers. Now, there are numbers here, some very interesting numbers, you know, but we'll touch on that after first getting the groundation, get a good groundation. Now, the Parsha, Torah reading and feeding here for this 36th sabbatical for Shabbat, Bihalotika, when thou lightest up, or more directly, when thou steppest up, it tells of Ha Menorah. The menorah is the lampstand, properly called the lampstand menorah in the King James. Other version will say the candlestick or something like that, but that's incorrect because they wasn't speaking about candles, but speaking about lamps. And here we're speaking about the menorah, which is the lampstand in the tabernacle and the consecration of Ha Elohim, of the Levites, and also the second Pesach, Passover, how pillars of cloud and fire had led the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel. Speaks about the silver trumpets
Chatzarot, how the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, how they set out, also setting out on their journeys, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, beginning off with a numbering of them, and the complaints of the Bnei Yisrael, the murmuring, grumbling, complaining, you know, our people, and how Miriam and Aharon and Aaron questioned, to say it lightly and politely, how they questioned Moshe. Well, it was concerning more directly his Ethiopian wife in particular. Now, the Parsha, the Torah reading and feeding here for the 36th sabbatical study for Shabbat, Behalotika, Sabbath, when thou steppest up, when you lightest up. This Parsha here, it comprises Numbers chapter 8, verse 1. To Numbers chapter 12, verse 16. Now, it's made up for the numbering sense of it from a Hebrew perspective of 7,055 Hebrew letters, 1,840 Hebrew words, 136 verses, 240 lines in a Sefer Torah, in a Torah scroll. Now, here, just zooming forward here for day four, we have the seven aliyot, also compare this and also fitting this, the seven aliyot on the Shabbat day in the Shabuah in the week, you know, the bite-sized manna, angel's bread, word well read, aliyah a day. Since there's seven for the sabbatical, we say, you know, an aliyah a day. So here we're at day four. Day four, that's referred to by the Gentiles as Wednesday. Right, day four. So the fourth reading, the fourth aliyah, picks up with Numbers chapter 9, verse 15 to Numbers 10:10. Now in the fourth aliyah, starting the day that the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was set up, a cloud, according to the narrative, a cloud, Anan, covered the Mishkan, covered the tabernacle by day, and a fire, Aish, fire, rested on it by night. Whenever the cloud lifted from the tent, from the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the congregation, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, would follow it. Cloud technology would follow it until the cloud settled. And there, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, would make camp and stay as long as the cloud lingered. Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, the Almighty told Moses, to have two silver trumpets, the Chatzarot, two silver trumpets made to summon the community and to set it in motion. So here we have Yahuwah commanding and telling Moshe to have two silver. So we have the shofar, which is the horn, or sometimes referred to loosely as a trumpet, but the ram's horn. And then here, Jah is telling Moses to have two silver trumpets made to summon. The purpose of the silver trumpets are to summon the community and to set it in motion. Upon the long blast of the two horns, the whole community was to assemble before the entrance to the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the congregation. Upon the blast of one, just one of the silver trumpets, the chieftains, the Roshei, Roshim, the Rashes, the Nasim, the princes, the chieftains were to assemble. So the two long blasts of the two horns, the whole community was to assemble before the entrance of the tent of meeting, and upon the blast of one of the silver trumpets, the chieftains were to assemble. Now, the short blast of the two silver trumpets, not the ram's horn, the shofar, but the two silver trumpets directed the divisions encamped on the east side, the east side, to move forward, kadima, forward. And a second set of short blast of the two silver trumpets. This directed those on the south side to move forward, Kadima, forward. As well, there were short blasts were to be sounded when the B'nai Yisrael, when the Israelites were at war. So there were short blasts as well that were to be sounded when the Israelites were at war against an aggressor who attacked them. And the trumpets, the silver trumpets, they were to be sounded also on joyous occasions such as feasts, festivals, new moons, Rosh Chodashim, the Olot, the burnt offerings, and the sacrifices of Shelamim. So this Aliyah here, the fourth one here, for the 36th sabbatical study, 36.4 we can say, yeah, is concerning the silver trumpets, both the cloud and the cloud technology, that when the cloud rested, they would rest. When the cloud lifted up and moved forward, they would break camp and get ready to move forward. And where stood, this is where they would set up a new camp for as long as the cloud rested on the sanctuary, on the tent of meeting. And then it goes into the chatzat rot, to the two silver trumpets, and stipulating what the different sounds were to indicate, right? So we have a kind of a communications, you know, a communication system via the silver trumpets and the different blasts, whether they were two long blasts or just the one blast, or whether they were the short blast, you know, and what this was to signify. So when we hear the horn, like ring the alarm, the horns were like an alarm, were like a signal for movement. And then we also have the two silver trumpets being sounded on joyous occasions, such as feasts and festivals and new moons. And also keely here in this Torah reading and feeding and at this fourth Aliyah over the burnt offerings, the Olot and the Shelamim. Now notice, didn't say over all the offerings, but namely over the burnt offerings, as well as the offerings of well-being or the peace offerings that are known as the Shelamim offering, Chaburim. So Shema Yisrael, hear, right, hear, going to ride up. But let's hear the Shema, give thanks, Queen Makeda right here. I think his brother Melchizedek, Malkias, Edek, as well in this audible Shema Yisrael in the Hebrew, and bringing out the English as well as the prophecy concerning Ionian. Brother Malkias Edek, yes, I, right there for the Shema'ah, Yisrael. From Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy in the Hebrew, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, I think verses 4 to 9, raise ear, ear, ear. The Shema Yisrael, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, plus the additional portion of the Shema Yisrael, as well as the, you know, prophecy, you know, from Genesis, you know, the Genesis chapter 15 prophecy concerning the 400 years. So when you hear us say Shema Yisrael, you know, hear, O Israel, why is it so important? It's very important to give heed to hear, hear, hear. So hear, hear, hear. Let's ride up right here for this sabbatical study.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Aliyah for day four, fourth Aliyah.
And here. Here, 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 at the Rebbe, 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 the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat. Biha Elotika, Biha Elotika, Biha Elotika, Biha Elotika, Biha Elotika, Biha Elotika. Here we pick up with fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers, called Numbers, picking up here for the Rebbe'i Aliyah, offering up an Afora for this Shabbat, the Ha'elotika, here at the 15th verse, Numbers 9 and 15, for the Rebbe'i Aliyah. Uwa biyoma hakima eta ha mishkana kisa. Hey, Anana eta ha mishkan le ohela ha edut u ba ereva yihye ala ha mishkan k mar e eish ada boker. Here for the Rebbe'i, the fourth Aliyah, here at Numbers chapter 9, verse 15, the order of the host, the guiding cloud. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of testimony. The cloud covered HaMishkan, namely the tent. The tent of testimony, the Ohel Ha Edu, 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 Edu. And at evening, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of Aish, fire until the morning. Ad Boker. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire, Aish, by night. And when the cloud, the Anan, was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, journeyed. And in the place, the Makom, where the Anan, the cloud, abode, there the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, pitched their tents. At the command of the Yahweh, the Bnei Yisrael journey, and at the command of Yod Hey Weh Hey, he who be, who he be, who he be, who he be, who he be. They pitched at the mouth, 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 mouth. Al pi yawa, al fi, 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 yawa, at the fee, the pie, the fee, the pie, the fee, the pie, the pie, the pie, the pie, the pie, the pie. Alfi, Alpi, Yahuwah, at the mouth of the Yahweh, the B'nai Yisrael journey. And with Alpi, Yahuwah, with Alfi, Yahuwah, and at the mouth of the Yahweh they pitched, as long as the cloud Ha'anan abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, kept the charge of the Yahweh and journeyed not. And so it was when Ha'anan, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment, the mouth of the Yahweh, they abode in their tents. And according to the mouth, the commandment of he who be, who he 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 be. According to the commandment of he who be, who he be, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandments, the mouth of he who he be, they journey. And so it was when the cloud abode from evening to the morning, and that the cloud Ha'anan was taken up in the morning, then they journey, whether it was by day or by night, that Ha'anan, the cloud, was taken up, they journeyed, or whether it were 2 days or a month, a moon, or a shana, a year, that Ha'anan, the cloud, tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the B'nai Yisrael abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed at the commandment, at the commandments, at the mouth, al pi Yahuwah, al fi Yahuwah, at the mouth of Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. They rested in their tents, and at the mouth, the commandment, al pi al fi Yahuwah, at the mouth of Jehovah, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Yahweh. At the commandment, Al pi Yahuwah, Al fi Yahuwah, B'yad Moshe. At the commandment, the mouth of the Yahweh, by the Yad, the hand of Moshe. The hand of Moses.
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 Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Numbers. Here, Numbers chapter 10, the order of the host, the 19th item, the silver assembly trumpets. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, make thee, I, two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to the eye at the patach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, of the appointment. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads, the Nasim, Hanasim, the princes which are the Roshe, the Rasses of the thousands of Yisrael, shall gather themselves to the eye. When ye all blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation, the aggregation, is to be gathered together, ye all shall blow, but ye all shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aharon of Aaron, the priests, Ha-Kohanim, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance, forever, for either throughout your generations. And if ye all go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth, rephrase that, downpresseth you, then ye all shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye all shall be remembered, lifne Yahweh Elohim, before he who he be your Elohim, and ye all shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, your moons, ye all shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your shalamim, peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim, Ani Yahuwah
Elohim. The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true,
them
will never lose.
A shocking Marian dance.
This one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye, let them know. You want them on side?
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel,
call them out, call them out.
The table is turning.
We said the table is a turn, you know.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Now listen when me say, say rise up Israel and take your stand. Man, we have to know we self in at the Armageddon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In my son,
Israel,
I'm calling all my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yeah. 70 AD the Romans invaded, and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh, for so long we were there in exile among the children of
Israel.
You want the man to say,
calling on my people. Israel,
call them up.
Rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
The table is a turn again.
Israel, rise and stand again.
I and I are saying, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise to the Most High, you know, the Holy One of Israel.
Alleluia.
Bless and sanctify them and doubts.
Alleluia.
All that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Alleluia.
The one of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The one of the Hebrews.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
and listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is dead. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister or your enemy. There is the book of knowledge, yeah, it's there for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. They say the other half has not yet been told, has not yet been told, has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not?
Thank you. them are wrong. Pain of a God, all them are wrong.
Problem. Don't try ignore them. At this time it's going to
Yes, all praises to the only one of Israel, you know. And if you never wonder what kind of song me a sing or comes me as an Israel. But the two them no overstand, you know. Who overstand just overstand and who no overstand just overstand, you swear me a say. Cause enough of them a praise the lion of the tribe of Judah and them not as an Israel. And what do them? A shocking movie again. Yeah.
Give praises to the only one of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then. Them a wonder what kind of song me a sing. To me say Israel and I hear the Israel King. And them lock up overstanding. Me burn them on them false doctrine. Alright then. When me say Israel, them a wonder and a ponder. Them same one I hear the Lion of Judah, which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Run go take it out if you think I lie me a tell God. When Jacob is visited by an angel, that changed his name from Jacob to Israel. In that place Jacob called Peniel. Run go take it out if you think I lie me a tell. And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then, me a feel of the conquering lion from the line of King David and Solomon. Burn them folly and them fiction. Tell them to back up with them deception. Is a lie, so no pay attention. Put ya in on the meditation. Hail to the most high of creation. Let us rise to this occasion. Yo! And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then, burn them religion and me burn out them lies. Me not go bow to that blue eye guy. This is the truth many try to deny. Yahweh, Baal Hashem, Yahweh Shayan. We have to give thanks and praise to the Most High. Burn the false prophet, the Most High prophesy. In this last days them not get no blight. That's why me have to shout Yahweh and give praise. The Holy One of Israel, praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises. To the Holy One of Israel, praises. In a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praises. To the Holy One of Israel, praises.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bone against
Shalom Shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal.
Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph. 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 Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ya. 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 Ya.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever, 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 forever.
መዝሙር 110 በቅንፍ 111 ሃሌሉያ አቤቱ በቅኖች ሸንጎ በጉባኤም በፍጹም ልብ ያመሰግናለሁ የእግዚአብሔር ሥራ ታላቅ ናት ደስ በሚሰኙባት ሁሉ ዘንድ የተፈለገች ናት ሥራው ምስጋናና ግርማ ነው ጽድቁም ለዘላለም ይኖራል ለታምራቱ መታሰቢያን አደረገ እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ይቅር ባይ ነው ለሚፈሩት ምግብን ሰጣቸው ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም ያስባል ያህዛብን ርስት ይሰጣቸው ዘንድ ለሕዝቡ የሥራውን ብርታት አሳየ የጆቹ ሥራ እውነትና ፍርድ ነው ትዛዙም ሁሉ የታመነ ነው ለዘላለምም የጠና ነው በእውነትና በቅንም የተሰራ ነው መድኃኒትንም ለሕዝቡ ሰደደ ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም አዘዘ ስሙ የተቀደሰና የተፈራ ነው የጥበብ መጀመሪያ እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ነው ለሚያደርጓትም ሁሉ ደህና ማስተዋል አላቸው ምስጋናውም ለዘላለም ይኖራል
Psalm 111
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph 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 Aleph
Praise ye the Lord
Hallelujah Ya Ya
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever, 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 forever.
So here today's daily psalm, Psalm 111. I'm going to go through verse by verse, coming forward right here. But first, native speaker.
Mazmur 110, Bekenef 111. Hallelujah. አቤቱ በቀኖች ሸንጎ በጉባኤም በፍጹም ልብ ያመሰግናለሁ የእግዚአብሔር ሥራ ታላቅ ናት ደስ በሚሰኙባት ሁሉ ዘንድ የተፈለገች ናት ሥራው ምስጋናና ግርማ ነው ጽድቁም ለዘላለም ይኖራል ለታምራቱ መታሰቢያን አደረገ እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ይቅርባይ ነው ለሚፈሩት ምግብን ሰጣቸው ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም ያስባል ያህዛብን ርስት ይሰጣቸው ዘንድ ለሕዝቡ የሥራውን ብርታት አሳየ የጆቹ ሥራ እውነትና ፍርድ ነው ትዛዙም ሁሉ የታመነ ነው ለዘላለምም የጸና ነው በእውነትና በቅንም የተሰራ ነው መድኃኒትንም ለሕዝቡ ሰደደ ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም አዘዘ ስሙ የተቀደሰና የተፈራ ነው የጥበብ መጀመሪያ እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ነው ለሚያደርጓትም ሁሉ ደህና ማስተዋል አላቸው ምስጋናውም ለዘላለም ይኖራል
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tenayas Teling, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek. Salam to Tenayas Teling, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek. Gormawi Kenamawi Haile Selassie. And here we have from the Metzav Kedus, here from Mezmor, we have Mezmor Meto. Asara'ant, Meto Asara'ant, the Mezmore Dawit, the Mezmore, Psalms of Dawit, Psalms of David, the well-beloved. Here, according to the Royal Order, today's daily psalm, Mezmore Meto Asara'ant, Psalm 111, Psalm 111, 111 Psalm, Mezmore Meto Asara'ant. And here we have a theme, Le Melekotu Bahiryata Yekrebe Tselot, for his divinity, melekot, melekotu, for his divinity, divinity, le melekotu bahiryat, for the nature of his divinity, yekarebe, that which is presented, a prayer. We have a psalm here, but this is seen as a prayer. So it's a psalm, but it's a prayer. How the psalms, the praises, the thanksgiving, how it all goes together. But here, le melekotu bahiryat, le melekotu for his divinity, bahiryat, the nature of his divinity, for the nature of his divinity, yekarebe, that which is presented, that which is brought near, tselot. A prayer, and this is a hallelujah, hallelujah, praise ye Yah, Rastafari. May God and I begin off right here. Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu, kadus, ahadu, amlak, kuter'an. Hallelujah, Abetu, bekinocha shengo, begubayim, befitsum lebe. Amesa ginhalo. Praise ye, Yah. Hallelujah. I will praise Abitu, our father's father, the Ab of the Beit, father of the house, Yodhe Wehe, he who be, we be, with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright, and in the congregation and in the aggregation. Inocha shengo be gubaye befitsumalide amasaginhalo. Now here, as we compare and contrast the HSV Haile Selassie version, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the KJV, we have bekinoch abetu, our father's father, father of the house abetu, bekinoch in the straightforward, the upright shengo in the upright. assembly. In the Hebrew, as we pointed out, in the Hebrew, we have the hallelujah, or deh yahuwah b'kol levav, b'soda yisharima w'edah. I will give thanks to Odeh, stretching forth the hands. I will give thanks. I will give praise to he who be, who he be, with my whole heart, with my whole heart. Here we have more direct here to speaking to he. The Hebrew brings out the sense speaking about he. Here we're speaking to he in the sod. Key word here, this sod. What is the sod? And the correspondence here, Bamarinya, Bekinoch, Bekinoch. Bekinoch Shengo, Beguvaim, Guvaim, Befitsum, Libe, Amesagin Halo. In the upright Shengo, in the upright assembly, Beguvaim, Beguvaim, and in the general, we say the general assembly would be like the congregation, right? So the council. Right, we have the council and the congregation, the assembly and the congregation, the assembly of the kinoch, those who are kin, straightforward, have integrity, be kinoch shengo, be guvayim, be fitzum, in a complete, in a perfect, be fitzum, libe, and with my perfect, my complete heart, heartically, amesaginalo, amesaginhalo, I will praise the I, male, kuta, Hulet, verse 2. Ye egziavi her sera talaknat. Des yemia senyubato hulu zen yetefelegechnat. The works of egziavi her sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed. Ah, ye egziavi her sera talaknat. She is great. She is important. The work of egziavi her, the sustainer. The good, the generous, the open-handed father, the work, the sirah, ye egziyavi her sirah, talak na, talak, great, talak, important not, she is. Here KJV said, the works of the Lord, the works of egziyavi her are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure in them, KJV translates it here, we have in the midst of Kedus, des yemi senyubata hulu zen yetefelegechnat, des Bemiya senyubat hulu, des happiness. Bemiya senyubat, that which causes happiness. Hulu, all, and through that which causes happiness. All that which causes happiness in it. Yetefelegechnat, that which is greatly sought, sought out of all them that have pleasure, that have pleasure, that have happiness in them therein. Kuter sos, verse 3. Sarao, Miskanana Gurmano, Sidkum Lezalem Yinoral. Sarao, his work, Miskanana Gurmano. His work, Sarao, Miskanana is Miskanana and Gurma. Gurma, majestic, Gurma. We say Gurmawi hoy, O majesty. Gurmawi Nugus Neges, his majesty, Gurmawi John Hoy, Sarao Miskanana Gurmano. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness is Sidkum Lezralem Yinoral, and his righteousness endureth forever, forever. Sarao, his work, Miskanana, is praiseworthy, Gurmano. And it is, and he is majestic, Miskanana Gurmano. Sidkum, Sidku, his righteousness, Sidkum, and his righteousness, Lizalem Yinoral. Lizalem, forever, forever, to the world without end, Yinoral, endureth forever, forever, forever. Kutar Arat. Verse 4. Let Tamra tu metasebiana darrege, egziavi her, meharina ikervaino. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. Egziavi her, sustainer, is gracious. Yod hei wehei, he who be, who he be, ha kadosh, baruku, baruka Hashem, is gracious and full of compassion. Let Tamra tu metasebiana darrege. Let amratu, and for his ta'amratu, for his, hear this word ta'amrat, sometimes it's translated as miracles. As we said, it's like divine intel, right? Because at the root in the good is, it has to do with knowledge, right? We say the divine science and knowledge. Let amaratu. But here King James translation has this wonderful works, his miracles, divine intel. Do tell. Let amaratu metasebiana darrege. He has made them metasebia to be remembered as a memorial. Lete amratu metaseviana darrege ekdziavi her sustaina mahari KJV says gracious mahari, he is merciful, he is gracious mahari na inna and mahari na yikr to forgive. Right, to leave it, let it remain, by one who says, Yikarvai, he is the one who says, Yikar, he is the one who forgives, he is forgiving, for he is forgiving, he who be, we be his divine majesty, is forgiving, the stainer is gracious, is merciful, and full of compassion. Bamarinya Gziaviya Maharina Yikarvaino, Gziaviya is merciful, and he is the forgiver, he is the one who says, Yikar, Yikarvaino, Kutar Amis, verse 5. He has given meat or food to them that fear, more better, reverence, respect him. Let me farut migbina sekacho, migab, food, that which to eat. Let me farut to those who respect him. Let me farut those who respect him. Nami Farut Migabina Setacho. He has given them. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Kidanu Nimalizalema Yasbal. Kidan, covenant, Kidanu, his covenant, Kidanu Nim, and his covenant, Lezalalem Yasbal. Forever Lezalalem Yasbal. He remembers, he thinks. He's ever mindful of his covenant. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Ya ahzabin rista yisetacho zen, lehizvua yesrawin abertata saye. He hath shewed his people, the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Hear this verse in the Mitzvah of Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals in the Majesty's Bible, the Revised, Authorized, Revised, and Hard Bible, here in the Mezmor Dawit, here in today's daily psalm, Mezmor Metoasara'an, Kuter Siddis, it says, Ya'ahizabin rist, yisetachozen, so that he gives them, Ya'ahizabin rist, yeah, Ahizab, of the peoples, which is, say, the Goyim, the various different peoples in the international community, Ahizabin, Rist, the inheritance. Yeah, Ahizabin, Rist, Yisitacho Zen, so that he gives them, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen, of the Ahizab, of the Gentiles, of the nations. Let his Hizbu, for his people. Let for Hizbu, his people. Let Hizbu, Yesrawin, Abertata, Saye. Yesrawin, Sarau, his work. Yesrawin, of his work. Bertata, this one has a sense of the vigorousness, right? The strength, the vigorousness of his work. Yesrawin, Abertata, Saye. KJV says, he hath shewed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen of the nations. So Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ye Jochu Sarah Unetina Ferdno Tizazuma Hulu Yetameneno. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. Ye Jochu Sarah. Of his hands, Ijochu Sarah, work, the work of his hands, O net, the objective reality, the verity, truth. Objectively speaking, the objective reality, verity, O net, ina, and furd, judgment, O net, ina, furd, no. Ijochu Sarah, O net, ina, furd, no. The work of his hands are verity, truth, the object of reality and judgment. Tizazu, his command. Tizazum, and his command. Hulu, and all his command. Tizazum, hulu, yetamenenno. Yetamenenno are faithful. Tamen, always faithful, always sure. Tamen, we say ras, tamen, right? The head, the self to be faithful. Tizazum, hulu, yetamenenno. All his commandment. The entirety, the totality of his commandment is sure, is faithful, is amen, amenable, yetamen and kuter cement. Verse 8. Lezla lemima yetsenano. Beunetina bekinem yetesarano. They stand fast for ever and ever, forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. Lezalalemimma yetzenano. Lezalalem. Forever. Lezalalemim. And forever yetzenano. Tzenna is firm. It's firm. It's sure. It's firm. Yetzenano. Be'unetina be'inim yetzerano. In truth. In verity, in the objective reality of his divine majesty, be'unet, eunet, truth. Be'unet, ina, and be'kinnim, and upright, be'kinnim, and upright, yetesarano, yetesara, that which is wrought, that which is done, are done in truth and uprightness. Kuter zetang, verse 9. Medachanitinim lehizbu asedede. Kidanu nim lezlem azze. Simu yete kedesena yete ferano. He sent redemption to his people. Medhanit nim lehizvu sedede. Medhanit. Saving, medicine, medhanit, salvation, medicine, medhanit nim. Here KJV has redemption from the Hebrew. In the Royal Amharic we have Medhanit. Medhanitinim lehizvu. For his people. Lehizvu. Sedede. He sent, almost like in the sense of sending out, almost like sending into exile in a sense, to fulfill that work. Kidanu nim lezalem azeze. He has commanded his covenant, his kidan. Kidanu. His covenant, kidanunim, and his covenant, lezalalem, for Iva, azez, he commanded his covenant for Iva, Simu, his name, yetekedesena, yeteferano, holy, Isla, set apart, yetekedese, set apart, yetekedese, inna, and yetekedesena, Yetefera. Here we have revelation of Tefari, Teferi, here in the midst of Kedus, Yeteferano, and reverent. This one said I'm a reverend, and that one said I'm a reverend, but only Ras Teferi is reverent. Simu, his name, the name Ras Teferi, a new name, precious name, Simu, Yetekedesena, Yeteferano, holy, Isla, set apart. And reverent, yeteferano, and reverent is his name, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Simu, yetekresena, yeteferano, Kuterasar, verse 10. Yetebeba mejemaria, giziavirin mefratno, yemiya derguatim, hulua dechina mastual alacho. Miskanawim lezalem yinoral. The fear, rephrase, the reverence of a gaziavihar is the beginning, the aigin, the beginning of wisdom, wise mind, and inner understanding, overstanding, yet tibet, wisdom, tibet, yet tibet, of wisdom, mejameria, the beginning of tibet, the beginning of wisdom. Egziavi harin mefratno, is the Mefrat, is the respect of Egaz Yavihar, of the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father. Lemiya Darguatim Hulu Dechna Mastawal Alacho. A good understanding, KJV says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Lemiya Darguatim. Lemi Yadarguat, and those who do, and those who do, Lemi Yadarguat, Lemi Yadarguatim, and those who do, Lemi Yadarguatim, Hulu, and all, the entirety of those who do, who do it, right, who does it, who do it, Dechna, 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 Denna, we said Denna, here was a Dechna, Denna, Dechna. In the royal heart, the Dechna, Dechna, Mastawala, Lacho, Dechna, Dechna, good, right, good, Dechna, Mastawal, a good intelligence, a good understanding, a good overstanding, a good intelligence, a saving, Dechna, like Medhanit, salvation, Dechna, goodness, wellness, of understanding, of intelligence, Alacho, they have. His praise, his miskana, miskanau, his praise, his miskana, miskanaum, and his praise, his eyes, lezlalem inoral, lezlalem forever, inoral, endures, forever. For I. Again, right here, today's daily psalm 111. I would say, Sumu, Yetekadesa, no, Yetefera, Yeteferano. Yeah, Tefera, Teferi. So here, today's daily psalm, Roland Harik.
Mazmur Matwasser. በቀንፍ 111 ሃሌሉያ አቤቱ በቀኖች ሸንጎ በጉባኤም በፍጹም ልቤ አመሰግናለሁ የእግዚአብሔር ሥራ ታላቅ ናት ደስ በሚሰኙባት ሁሉ ዘንድ የተፈለገች ናት ሥራው ምስጋናና ግርማ ነው ጽድቁም ለዘላለም ይኖራል ለታምራቱ መታሰቢያን አደረገ እግዚአብሔር መሐሪና ይቅር ባይ ነው ለሚፈሩት ምግብን ሰጣቸው ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም ያስባል ያህዛብን ርስት ይሰጣቸው ዘንድ ለሕዝቡ የሥራውን ብርታት አሳየ የጆቹ ሥራ እውነትና ፍርድ ነው ትዛዙም ሁሉ የታመነ ነው ለዘላለምም የጸና ነው በእውነትና በቅንም የተሰራ ነው መድኃኒትንም ለሕዝቡ ሰደደ ኪዳኑንም ለዘላለም አዘዘ ስሙ የተቀደሰና የተፈራ ነው የጥበብ መጀመሪያ እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ነው ለሚያደርጓትም ሁሉ ደህና ማስተዋል አላቸው ምስጋናውም ለዘላለም ይኖራል
Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kufiyud Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah,
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever.
מזמור קופיוד א', הללויה. עודה אדוני בכל לבב, בסוד ישרים ועדה. גדולים מעשי אדוני, דרושים לכל חפציהם. עוד והדר פועלו, וצדקתו עומדת לעד. זכר עשה לנפלאותיו, חנון ורחום אדוני. טרף נתן לרעב, יזכור לעולם בריתו. כוח מעשיו הגיד לעמו, לתת להם נחלת גויים. מעשה ידיו אמת ומשפט, נאמנים כל פקודיו. סמוכים לעד לעולם, עשויים באמת וישר. פדות שלח לעמו, חיבה לעולם בריתו, קדוש ונורא שמו. ראשית חוכמה יראת אדוני, שכל טוב לכל עושיהם, תהילתו עומדת לעד.
Psalm 111.
מזמור קופיות א',
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever, 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 forever.
Hallelujah. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, hallelujah, hallelujah, psalm. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So hallelujah, hallelujah, we have in the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the illel, the illel, the illel. Illel is so like a word sound of big up, of exaltation. Illel, illel, in a very high pitch, the illelta. It's called the illelta. The illel, 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 illel. Illel, 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 illel. The illel. Illelu, illelu is like a command, and from the Hebrew, the illelu is like all of you. Elil, elila, it's a word sound of praise, of exaltation, of big up. It's coming from the ancient, you know, ancient kind of word sound. Some might even call it like an expression, right? An expression that signifies praise, that signifies big up. So it's elilu, all of y'all, to elil, to Yah, to he who be. It's not elilu, Yahweh, Jehovah, but it's elilu, Yah. Because Yah, or the Jah in the English translation, the Yah is the Savior. Hebraically speaking, it's the Savior name. The Savior name of Yisrael. We know this from studying even the Exodus, also found in the Song of Moshe. But note this right here, 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 that today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, from the Hebrew Kof Yud Aleph. We're going to write off the Royal Amharic right after this. But just a kind of overview right here. We have Psalm CXI, Psalm 111, Psalm 111. So here, this psalm is themed as Yahweh Jehovah's saving acts, Exiavi here, the sustainer, the good, the chosen, right, the excellent, his saving, his acts of Yeshua and Yeshuot, his acts of Yeshua. Yeshua in the Hebrew means to save. Salvation also means victory, his saving act, his victorious acts. The psalm, the chant here, the Isis, the Mizmor, the chant is constructed based on the Hebrew, right? It's constructed on the lines of an acrostic. The acrostic means that within the psalm, it follows the order of the Abu Gida, what we call Ethiopically the Abu Gida. The Abu Gida. The Abu Gida is the order, that's the Hebraic order, Abu Gida He Wizo. Here we have the first seven letters of the Hebrew. Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, He, Wawe, Zain, right there. The Abu Gida He Wizo. Right? So we have today's psalm is constructed in the Hebrew on the lines of an acrostic. In other words, some psalms, we have every verse. For example, the virtuous woman, the Eshet Chayil, the woman of power, the strong woman, right, that we have in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, is an acrostic. So if you're studying the Hebrew and you're looking at an acrostic, as you look at it, you'll notice that it goes along the Hebrew alphabet. For example, today's daily psalm, just the first three letters, we have Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Abu Gi, right, the Abu Gi. Here we have Odeh, Yahuwah, Bekol, Lebab. I will give thanks to Jehovah with all my heart. Once again, begin with the Aleph. Aleph, right, pointed here with the Yahweh. Aleph, Awadeh, Awadeh. In Hebrew, Awadeh, that's maybe ancient way of baby, how we teach our children. Awadeh, ha, Odeh, 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 Odeh. Right, I will give thanks, like the yada, stretch forth the hands, ode, Yahuwah, to he who be, who he be called, in all, with entirety, lebab, heart, heartically. Next verse, what's the next letter? Aleph, Beit, the next verse, or half verse, bi, sod, yisharim, we'eda, in the counsel of the upright, of the yashar, yisharim, Besod, the soul, the council, the assembly, the sod, besod, yisharim, of the upright, we and Eda. And then the third verse, we have the gimel, abu gi, right? Here we have gidolim, ma'esei Yahuwah, gidolim, great, great ones, great ones, great, bigs, bigs, greats, in the plural sense. Gidol, right, gadol, right, big, and we have gidolim, big ones, great ones, gidolim, ma'isei, the works, the doings, the asa, the doings, ma'isei, Yahuwah, the doings, the works of he who be, who he be. And it follows through even from there, even just to complete the second verse to bring out the sense of the acrostic, how the psalms are even lined up, the acrostic psalms, according to the Hebrew alphabet. The fourth verse here is Derushim. Derushim lekol chefsehem. Lekol chefsehem. Chefsehem. Sort out. Sort out. Derushim, to darash, to seek, to study. Midrash, to study. Derushim, derese in Amharic, to reach. Derushim, sought out, reached and sought out. Likol, likol of all. Chefsehem, chefsehem, that have delight, of all that delight, of all them that delight. Seconds. Here, we got the 90-second mark right here. So just to bring this out right here. So we have today's psalm, according to the Hebrew, constructed on the lines of an acrostic. That means according to the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, or Ethiopically, according to the Abu Gida, the Abu Gida order of the alphabet. Each half verse, beginning with a letter of the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, the first half.
60 seconds.
The writer is probably said to have lived in the post-exilic period after the exile, the Babylonian exile. His theme is the glorification of Elohim, the true God, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, for his acts of mercy to Yisrael, to Yisrael. Look more, here, calling, 515-602-9761, or check it out on the Rastafari Israelites. Hope and pray we have the fuller full there for the fullness of today's daily psalm, Jehovah's Saving Acts. The first part of the psalm begins with the Hallelujah, which is a command speaking to many. That ooh at the ending is a command signifying many. Here it's saying to you all, Hallelujah.
10 seconds.
The Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Illil, the exaltation, that word sound of exaltation, of bigging up. Hallelujah, illilu, illilu-yah, illilu, big up, jah, big up he who be. It's not Hallelujah, it's Hallelujah, big up he who he be. No, it's big up he who be, the Yah, the Savior. So from the Hebrew perspective, when we say Yah, or we call on Yah instead of Yahuwah, Hebraically, we know what we mean, and the scriptures can prove it. We're calling on the Savior name. It says, I call out to you. I shout to him, right? I cry to him. Hallelujah. Call him by Yah, he who be, the Savior name of Yisrael, that special use, right, of the bigrammaton instead of the tetragrammaton. But the Hallelujah, it first appears in Psalm 104:35. So a little trivia, as people might call it, but this is big, right? But as they call it, trivia, but some interesting points, that Hallelujah really only appears properly in the Psalms. And then we have in the Brit Chadash, the New Testament, right, reflections on the Psalms. So we have Hallelujah first appearing in Psalm 104, the 104th Psalm, the 35th verse. Mizmur kod, kof, 100, dalet. The letters signify numbers. Hebrews, alpha, numeric. So Mizmur kof, dalet, Psalm 104, which is theme, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Haboreya. Yahuwah Haborei, he who be who he be, the creator, Bamarinya Exiaviher Fetari. We get to the 35th verse, it says, let sinners cease out of the earth, and let the wicked, the righteous be no more. Blessed be he who he be, O my soul. Hallelujah. So here we have right here, Yitamu Chataim. Let sinners perish. Cease in that sense. Yitamu chataim. Let akas cease. Mean haaret, out of the earth. Ua rishaim, and akas and the ratchet ones, defiant ones. Ua rishaim od einam, and make the rishaim, the defiant ones, the ratchet, od einam, be no more. Right, going on, od, einam, not going on, be no more. U rishaim, od, einam. Blessed be he who he be. Bar ki, speaking to she, our soul, bar ki. So bar ki is a command to bless, to increase, right, we can say to big up, bar ki, nafshi, my soul, nafshi. Et Yahuwah, barki nafshi eti Yahuwah, bless he who he be, O my psyche, O my soul, and sealing up with the Hallelujah. Well, here in Psalm 104, verse 35, praise ye Jah, praise ye Yah, praise y'all he who be. Elil. Hallelujah. This is the first occurrence of this term. So if ever asked, what's the first occurrence of Hallelujah in the Bible? Well, the answer would be in the scripture in Psalm 104, verse 35. Hallelujah, the first occurrence of this term. And this term, Hallelujah, Hebraically speaking of the Tanakh and the Old Testament as it's called, is limited to the Psalter. It's limited to the Sefer Tehillim. Even the Tehillim, the Hillim part of the Tehillim has the Halal, the Ilil, the Elil right there, Tehillim. So the book of the Elilta, the book of the praises, which has passed into the language, this phrase, hallelujah, is passed into the language of prayer of both the church, right, even we could say the Christian church, right, as well as the synagogue, the Hebrew church. According to one Gratz, it was the term employed by the officiating, the Levites that were officially on duty, Halloween. The Levites on official duty employed this term in the Heikal, in the temple, even the temple of Jerusalem, as a signal for the congregation, the Edah, right, the aggregation, to join in the service. So this was, one might call it a musical or a kadase, a liturgy instruction right here, the hallelujah, because the command, understanding Hebrew, we know that it's a command speaking to a lot of people, right, to do something, right, on behalf of Yah, on the behalf of Jah, on the behalf of He Who Be. So we get today's daily Psalm 111, and we see right here the call of the presenter, the one who's presenting this, right? The Levites, the Levitical priests often engage within the music, or we can say the worship, while the Kohanim, the descendants of Aharon, engage in the offering. So we have one who would sing, the singers, right? We say even the singers and the players of instruments were more keeping it Levitical, and the offering, officiating the offering, this was the Kohanim. All of the priests are Levites, but not all of the Levites are priests. So the presenter here in the Heikal would say hallelujah. So writing up this psalm by saying hallelujah, it was a call to all that was present, the congregation, to join in the recital, the word, sound, and power of the psalm, the word, sound, and power of the chant right here, 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 today's daily psalm. So right here, 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 let's write up the Royal Amharic. And the Amharic is themed, as we mentioned, a prayer that is brought near. The whole idea of bringing near is offer. So we have the word karab, karab in the Hebrew, and we have the word kareb, enunciated as kareb in the Amharic, so to bring it near. A prayer that is brought near concerning the attributes and nature of his divinity. Shema Yisrael. Sima, Sima, hear this.
Yud Aleph, Hallelujah. Ode Adonai bechol levav, besod yesharim ve'eda. Gedolim ma'ase Adonai, derushim lechol heftzehem. Od ve'hadar po'olo, ve'tzitkato omedet la'ad. Zecher asa lenifleotav, hanun ve'rachum Adonai. Teref natan lire'av, yiskor le'olam berito. כוח מעשיו הגיד לעמו, לתת להם נחלת גויים. מעשה ידיו אמת ומשפט, נאמנים כל פקודיו. סמוכים לעד לעולם, עשויים באמת וישר. בדוד שלח לעמו, ציווה לעולם בריתו, קדוש ונורא שמו. ראשית חוכמה יראת אדוני, שכל טוב לכל עושיהם, תהילתו עומדת לעד.
Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, 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 Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ya, 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 ya.
I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. 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 Psalm 111.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, 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 Aleph.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Ya, 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 ya.
Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Mizmor Kof Yud Aleph, Mizmor, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Mizmor Kof Yud Aleph. Psalm 111, Psalm CXI. Praise ye the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the council of the upright and in the congregation. He sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to Yahuwah, to Jehovah with my whole heart, in the council of the upright and in the congregation. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol levav, b'sod yisharim v'edah. He sent redemption to his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Pedut shalach le'amo, tzwa le'olam berito. Hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 111, verses 1 and 9. Hear the Midrash on Psalm 111 on Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. These verses are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Zehu she'amar ha'katub. Hear, Yishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 25. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Wehaya al kol har gavoha, with al kol giva nisa, pilagima yivle mayim, biyom heregarab, biyan nefola migdalim. And there shall be up on every lofty mountain and upon every high hill. Wehaya all call Haragavoha, we all call Lagiva Nisa, streams and water courses, Pelagima Yible Mayi, in the day of the great slaughter, Biyom Haregarab, when the towers fall, Bia Nefol Migdalim. And scripture also says, even in the next verse of Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26, Wehaya ora ha levana ka ora ha chama, we ora ha chama yihye shivatayi ka ora shiva ha mayi be yoma chvosha Yahuwah. Eta shever ammo ua machata ma kato yirpa. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. Wahaya ora ha levana ka ora ha chama. In the day that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, bindeth up the breach of his people, b'yom achivosh Yahuwah et shaver ammo. Matai et ze. When, as it says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 30:25. When, in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, b'yom hereg rav, bi nefol migdalim. Towers, Migdalim, towers alluding to the wicked, the Rasha, the Rishayim, who, tall as towers as Migdalim, hinder the light from coming into the world. Of them, it is written even in Job chapter 38, verse 15, but because of the wicked, their light is withholden. Wiyimana me rishaim oram, but from the wicked me rishaim, their light oram is withholden. Wiyimana me rishaim oram, and it is also written in Shoftim, in Judges chapter 5 verse 31, so perish all thine enemies, O Lord. Ken obdu kol oybeka Yahuwah. So perish all thine enemies, O Jehovah. Ken yobdu kol oybeka Yahuwah. Then they that love him will be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. We ohbayo ketzeit hashemesh bi gvrato. Then they that love him will be as the sun. We ohibayo k'tzeit hashemesh b'gevurato, when he goeth forth in his might b'gevurato. Then also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, will heal the breach of his people of Amo, as is said, in that day Yahuwah Jehovah bindeth up the breach of his people. Biyom chavosh Yahuwah et ha-shaver ammo. In that day. Biyom. In that day. Biyom. In that day, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, bindeth up the breach of his people. Biyom chavosh Yahuwah et shaver ammo, bindeth up the breach of ammo. How? How will he heal? By casting down the wicked, the ratchet, on the day of the great slaughter. How many of them will there be? According to Joel chapter 4, verse 14, multitudes in the valley of decision. Hemonim, ve'aymek ahet harutz multitudes, Hemonim, multitudes, Hemonim, in the valley, the Amek of decision, He Harutz. Hemonim, Hemonim, the Amek of He Harutz. What is meant by decision? What is meant by He Harutz? It means that whoever is then cast down, his doom is decided. Scripture says also in Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 33, and the slain of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth, of the earthly plane, even to the other end of the earth, of the earthly plane. Wahayu chalei Yahuwa bayom ha'huwa. And the slain of Yahuwah shall be at that day. From one end of the earth, even to the other end of the earth. Hear, Yirmiyahu. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 33. Wehayu chalei Yahuwah bayom ha'huah mikatzei ha'aretz we'ada katzei ha'aretz. And the slain of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall be at that day, from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. Yet we, I and I, did not realize how many of them there would be until David. Until David came and said, even according to the words of Psalm 110, Hebraically the sixth verse that reads, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations. He that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations. Yadin bagoyim maleya guyot machata rosha al eretza rabba. Otherwise translated, full of verse here, from Mizmor Kof Yud, from Psalm 110, Psalm CX, Hebraically here, the sixth verse. Yadin bagoyim maleya guyot machata rosh al eretza rabba. He will judge among the nations. He filleth it with dead bodies. He crusheth the head over a wide land. Or here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, here in the Midrash on today's Psalm, on Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, here, quoting the words of Psalm 110, verse 6, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations. Yadin bagoyim male guyot. And here, Midrash note, in the JV, the Yehudi version, he will judge among the heathen. He filleth it with dead bodies. And here, a reference to the Midrash on Psalm 9, the 13th section, Psalm 9.13. Here, the Yehudi version, translation, he will judge among the heathen. Yadin bagoyim. He will judge amongst the goyim, among the Gentiles, the international community. Here, according to the Midrash translation, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred dead shall spread doom among the nations and nationalities. Yadin bagoyim. Maybe translated as he will judge among the heathen, among the nations and nationalities, the goyim, the Gentiles, or he shall spread doom among the nations. Yadin bagoyim. He filleth it with dead bodies. Male guyot, male guyot, male guyot. He that is enrobed with the dead, he that is enrobed with the names of the martyred, tribute to the martyr, the names of the martyred dead. Yadin Bagoyim, Malay Guyot, hear, hear, hear. Streams will flow from the blood of Harasha, of the Rishaim, of the ratchet, of the wicked. And birds will come to drink out of each brook of blood. For it is said, even here, 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 in Mizmor Kof Yod, Kof Yud, in the 110th Psalm, he will drink of the brook in the way. Mian Nahal Badareka Yishteh, he will drink of the brook in the way. Mian Nahal Badareka Yishteh. And what is meant by, therefore will he lift up the head? What is meant by, therefore will he lift up the head? Hear, 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 Mizmor Kof Yod, Kof Yud, Psalm 110, the seventh verse, right here, here, here. Al Kain, Yarim Rosh. Al Kain, Yarim Rosh. Therefore will he lift up the Rosh, the head, the Ras. Al Kain, Yarim Rosh. What is meant by Al Kain, Yarim Rosh? Therefore will he lift up the head. It means, as a bird comes to drink, the brook rises waves, and as a wave is about to overwhelm him, the bird lifts up Rosho, his head. David said, I will give thee praise and thanksgiving. I will give the eye Isis and thanksgiving, Yankful Isis. Therefore, he said, even here, here, here in today's psalm, here in Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, in the Aleph verse, Hallelujah, praise ye Yah, praise ye Jah. I will give thanks to he who ye be with my whole heart. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol levav. Odeh, I will give thanks. Odeh Yahuwah to he who ye be b'kol levav. In all heart, in all my heart, b'kol levav. Hallelujah. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol levav. With my whole heart. And not with a divided, not with a divided heart, with my whole heart, b'kol lebab, b'kol lebab, by way of call, all lebab, all my heart, not with a divided heart, in the council of the upright, and in the congregation, and in the aggregation, b'sod yisharim v'edah, in the council of the upright, b'sod yisharim, and in the congregation and in the aggregation, we'edah. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, reveals His counsel to the congregation of Israel, the aggregation of Yisrael, even as Scripture says, even in Amos, Amos chapter 3, verse 7. For the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His counsel to His servants, the prophets. Ki lo ya'ese Adonai Yahweh davar ki ayim gala sodo ella evadayo ha-nevi'im. For the sovereign he who he be, will do nothing. Ki lo ya'ese Adonai Yahweh davar. But he revealeth his counsel. Ki im gala sodo to his servants, the prophets, el evadayo ha nebiim, ki lo yase Adonai Yahweh davar, ki im gala sodo el evadayo ha nebiim. Thus, like this, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, are called nebiim, prophets, as is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 44, verses 2 to 4, where it reads, Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Koh Hamar Yahuwah Osecha We Yotzerka Mi Betena Ya Ezereka Al Tira Abdi Yaakov Wisharun Baharti Baua Kiets Akamayim Allah's Ame We Nozlima Allah Yabasha Etsoka Ruchi Allah Zareka Ua Birakati Allah's Ez Aeka We Samchua be ben chatzir, ka arvima ala yible mayi. Thus saith he who be, who he be, that made thee. Kohamar, thus saith Kohamar Yahuwah, oseka, and form thee from the womb, and form thee from the womb, who will help thee. We yotzerka mi betena ya ezareka. Fear not, altira, O Jacob my servant, abdi Yaakov, and thou Yisharun, and thou Yisharun, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, Baharti Bau. For I will pour water upon the thirsty land. And streams upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. And my blessing, Uberkati, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Uberkati, alets ez aika. And they shall spring up among the grass. Witzamchua bibain chatzir, as willows by the water courses. Ka erabim ala yible mayim. Thus, therefore, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the sons of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, are called Nebiyim, prophets, Nebiyim. As is said, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring, and they shall spring up among the grass as willows by the water courses. Fear not. Al tira abdi Yaakov, awisharun baharti ba'u, ki etzaka mayim al tzame, we nozlim al yabasha, etzok ruchi al zareka. Uwa berkati alas ez aka witzamchua bibain chatzir ka arvayi ala yible mayi. And they will require no one to teach them. For, according to the next verse of Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5, for one shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. Ze yomar la Yahuwah ani, ze yikra v'shem Yaakov. One shall say, ze yomar, this shall say, ze yomar la Yahuwah ani, of he who be, who he be, I am of he who be, who he be. Ze yomar la Yahuwah ani, and another with ze, and this with ze, yikra, with ze, yikra, and another shall call himself with ze, yikra, b'shem Yaakov, by the name of Jacob, b'shem Yaakov. Ze yomar layahuani, with ze, yikra, b'shem Yaakov. This is the manner of prophecy. As is said even in Yonah, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 2, and call to it with the calling that I bid thee, and call to it with the calling that I bid thee I. And here the fuller verse from Jonah chapter 3, verse 2. Um lek ela ninwe ha ira ha gadola uak ra eleha eta ha kriya ashara noki dover eleka. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and make to it the proclamation that I bid thee, that I bid thee I. Um, arise, lek, go. Um, lek, il Nineveh, go to Nineveh, Nineveh. Um, lek, il Nineveh, ha'ir ha'gadola, that great city, ha'ir ha'gadola. And make to it the proclamation that I bid thee. Ukrai leha eta hakaria asher anoki dober eleika. And this is the manner of prophecy, as is said even in Jonah, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 2. And call to it with the calling that I bid thee. And call to it. Ukra eleha, call to it, call to her, call to her. Ukra eleha et hakria, with the calling, hakria, with the kriya, the calling, asheranoki, dover eleka, with the calling that I bid thee I, asher Anoki dover eleika. And what gave Israel the gift of prophecy? It was the counsel that I revealed to them in Torah. Hence, here, it is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Psalm 111, in the council of the upright and in the congregation, in the council of the upright and in the aggregation. Besod Yishari we'eda. Besod Yishari we'eda. The works of Jehovah are great. Hear. Today's Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. Hear. The second verse, today's Psalm 111. The works of the Lord are great. Gedolim ma'isei Yehovah, the works of who he be, ma'isei Yehovah are great. Gedolim ma'isei Yehovah, great is he who he be. As it is written even in the 48th Psalm, Hebraically the second verse, that reads, great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. Gadol Yahuwah umhulal meod. Great is Jehovah. Gadol Yahuwah, and highly to be praised. Umhulal meod. Umhulal meod. Gadoli Yahuwah umhulal meod. And thus, and like this, his walks are great. And thus, like this, his works are great. As it is also written, even in the 126th Psalm, Hebraically the second verse, that reads, the Lord hath done great things with us, with I and I. Higdil Yahuwah la'esot imanu. Jehovah hath done great things with us, with I and I. Higdil Yahuwah la'esot imanu. And what is the reward of him who does Jehovah's work? And what is the reward of him who does he who be's work? He who does Jehovah's work will be clothed in glory and majesty, as is said even in today's Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, Psalm 111, here Hebraically at the third verse. His work is glory and majesty. His work is glory and majesty. Hod wehadar pa'elo. Hod wehadar pa'elo. his work, Pa'ilo, his glory, Hod, and majesty, Wehadar. Hod Wehadar, Pa'ilo. Scripture says also, even in the 90th Psalm, Hebraically at the 16th verse, thy work appears to thy servants, and thy glory upon their children. Thy work appears to thy servants, and thy glory upon their children. Yirae illa evadeka fa oleka wa hedarka al benehem. May thy work appear. Yirae, may thy work appear. Thy work appears to thy servants. Yirae illa evadeka fa oleka, and thy glory wa hedarka upon all their children. Benehem. Yirae illa evadeka fa oleka wa hedarka al benehem. He hath made his wonderful works as a token. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph. Here, the Dalet, the fourth verse, here, Hebraically. He hath made his wonderful works as a token. Zakir Asa Le Nifa Leotayo. He hath made a memorial for his wonderful works. Zekar Asa Le Nifa Leotayo. He has made his wonderful works as a token. All that he does for the righteous in this world is as nothing. Indeed, merely a token of that he will do in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, where, according to today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Aleph, at the Gamel, the third verse, where his righteousness endureth forever, and his righteousness with Sidkato, with Sidkato, and his righteousness Omedet La'ad, Omedet standeth, and his righteousness with Sidkato Omedet, and his righteousness standeth with Sidkato Omedet La'ad, forever. And where, as Scripture says also, even in the 119th Psalm, the 142nd verse, thy righteousness is an everlasting and eternal and everlasting righteousness. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Here, Psalm 119, Hebraically, the 142nd verse. Tzidkateka tzedek le'olam. Thy righteousness, tzidkateka, thy male righteousness, tzidkateka, tzedek, righteous le'olam, is righteous forever. Thy righteousness is an everlasting and eternal righteousness. Tzidkateka tzedek le'olam.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Hallelujah.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakangra maui rasatar madani alam tina isteling the coast and the gast. Sai tuga.
I can see my mom.
When Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the faith that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
Christos indikataru lamanum.
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. A creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men. For his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him, and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Yes, 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 yes.
blessing.